Rosario is a 12-year-old girl. She lives in a big house with her family in Long Beach, California. She enjoys skateboarding and dresses like a tomboy. Rosario has many people she considers friends, but she also has many enemies. Rosario makes couples break up. That is why so many people hate her. One day, Rosario came to Stella and said,
"I want you to break up with your boyfriend."
"No way, I would never."
2 hours later, Rosario walked up to a bunch of kids.
"Do you think Stella's ugly?"
"No."
"Well, she is, believe me."
Stella found out and she got so mad that she began to cry.
"Too bad, you should have done what I said."
"Why did you tell everybody that I'm ugly?"
"Because you didn't do what I wanted you to do."
"Wow."
"Kitty, I don't want you to be friends with my friends."
"But I don't have that many friends."
"I don't care."
"Sorry, but I didn't know it bothered you. You can't tell me what to do."
Katie walks away from Rosario. Rosario tells rumors about Katie to a group of kids.
"Did you hear why Katie's boyfriend broke up with her?"
"No, why?"
"He broke up with her because she stinks."
"Are you really mad that you are spreading rumors about why my boyfriend and I broke up?"
"I don't care. I'll warn you."
"I ain't warning you. You should not talk behind people's back or you will get very bad karma."
"I still don't care."
A few days after this, Rosario told Kathy to break up with Junior.
"I think you should break up with Junior. If you do, I won't talk bad about you behind your back."
No, I would never break with Junior."
Of course, Kathy didn't break up with Junior because she loved him. Rosario got mad and went to talk to Junior.
"Junior, Kathy kissed 5 hot guys at a party, but don't tell anyone."
"Okay, I won't even talk to Kathy anymore. I can't believe she would do something like that."
Junior breaks up with Kathy.
"Don't believe her, Junior. She's a liar."
Junior didn't say anything back to Kathy. Kathy was heartbroken and told Rosario's mom what she did. Rosario got grounded for 1 week, but she didn't care. Rosario was sitting in her room thinking about the relationships she'd ruined. She thought that maybe it's not a good idea to be ruining people's relationships. All of a sudden, the window started to sparkle. Then she saw something outside. Rosario opened the window to see who it was. A long-haired girl about the same age as Rosario came into the room.
"Who are you?"
"My name is Marina. I am the goddess of truth."
"What are you doing here?"
"Rosario, you have been lying and hurting people, and you don't seem to care."
"So what?"
"You have to learn your lesson."
Marina put a magical spell on Rosario. She glued her mouth shut for 1 week so she couldn't gossip anymore or ruin any more relationships. For a whole week, Rosario just stayed home and thought about what she had been doing to other people. She realized how wrong it was for not wanting people to be friends with other people and ruining people's relationships. A week goes by and a new kid named Evan comes into Rosario's class. The first thing Evan sees when he gets in the classroom are Rosario's brown sparkling eyes. Evan knew that Rosario was going to be his.
"Hi, my name is Rosario."
"My name is Evan. Nice to meet you."
"Nice to meet you too."
Evan and Rosario started hanging out every day after school. Evan and Rosario started to like each other more and more.
"Chris, I like Evan more and more."
"Tell him before it's too late."
"I want to tell him, but I'm not sure how to."
Before Rosario could work up the courage to tell Evan how she felt, he had something he needed to say to her.
"Rosario, I have liked you since the first day of school. I didn't imagine liking anyone as much as I like you. Would you like to be my girlfriend? What do you think?"
"I like you too. Yes, I would like to be your girlfriend. I like you a lot, Evan."
Rosario could not help but think of how bad the people she hurt must have felt. She also hoped that no one would ever try to ruin her relationships like she did to Stella and Kathy.